Blog Talk Radio.
And I'll be your host tonight for Inside MLB. And right now, we have the MLB draft that's going on right now, and me and Will McCarron will be going into it the whole entire show, and I'll pick by pick. And right now, I just recently picked Mitchell Pullman out of Oregon. Our Pittsburgh Pirates did just pick him. Right now, the Oakland Athletics are on the clock, and with the 218th pick of the draft, they have selected one moment. The 218th pick of the draft, the Athletics did select
Let's go, Benson.
All right, coming. Kyle Friedrich, she's a right-hand pitcher out of Cal State Long Beach. So we'll give you a little bit more information on him. And, well, I mean, just the whole draft that's been going on right now, it's exciting me. And even though we're late into the draft, still some great players can come out in round seven.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a lot of the MLB stars today came out in the day two later round, and this has just been very fun, exciting draft so far.
And again, this guy's Long Beach State guy, which is in California, and the Royals are picking right now. We'll give you their pick when it comes to us. But Kyle Friedrich right now, I mean, his journey is even though the season over, I mean, he was a great ace at Long Beach State, and obviously, if you're drafted, I mean, you had to have been the ace. And, I mean, he had a 1.88 ERA in 29 games, which is extremely good for a college guy. And, I mean, the Athletics must be extremely excited to have him on board.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and just came in with 219th of the draft. The Kansas City Royals selected Gabriel Campbell, shortstop out of Padre Anibal Reyes, Belin. So I believe this guy's of Puerto Rican descent. And, I mean, as I said, even though this late in draft and sort of a comical name that we see here, Gabriel Campbell. And then hopefully, for Royals fans, he does turn out, even though he's a late-round pick, and maybe or maybe he not, he will sign. But, I mean, he is sort of unknown to us because of his origins, where he plays. So, I mean, I don't have that much information on him. Trying to get, and Tigers on the clock right now, we'll give you the information on who they pick when it comes available to us. So, yeah, basically, as I said, Gabriel Cantle, we really don't have any information on him. So, we'll just wait and see. I'll go through who the Tigers picked, and they just picked the Tigers with 220th pick of the draft. They picked Nicholas Schumper, a shortstop out of Highland Ranch High School. So, I mean, good pick for the Tigers here. I mean, he is a shortstop who did obviously excel in high school if you were to be drafted with him. But again, he could go to college and enhance his draft stock and then come back next year with more draft potential and get possibly draft higher for signing birth. So he may or may not be drafted, but we'll see what happens. All right, I mean, he is a middle infielder, and I mean, a lot of the middle infielders are very talented guys. Like, Brendan Rodgers is gone, Cornelius Randolph is gone. These are all high schoolers. And then we get down to Nicholas Schumper and stuff right now. I mean, he hit, right, he's a son of Terry Schumper, who is at University of Kentucky Smith. You know, all of the tools are very good to excellent. He has a good track record hitting. He has pops. He runs ball. I mean, questions about his defense do exist. He had first-round buzz 6 months ago, but stock has slipped a little bit, possibly due to prospect fatigue among the evaluators. And he was projecting on the second round by SB Nation, but it looks like, I mean, he slipped all the way to seven. I mean, first-round pick. So I'd be disappointed if Nick was Schubert, possibly go to college and enhance his draft stock.
Yeah, and the St. Louis Cardinals just selected Jesse Jenner, catcher from University of San Diego.
That's what I was trying to pick from you. Out of college, he could be up a good amount of time. Hopefully, that's the case for Cardinals. The Cardinals always do a great job of drafting. So, I mean, if this guy's going to turn up, I mean, the Cardinals usually are a good find in the seventh round gem.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm clocking in right now on the Dodgers, and they're just about to start with fifth, and I'm going to give you that information when it comes available to us.
Yep.
All right, and then a little bit more information on Jesse Jenner. I mean, he's not that well-known guy, but we do have some information on him in his past games, and he's Division 3, but we really don't have that much information on Jesse Jenner. So the rest, we'll just wait. And just coming in right now with the 222nd pick of the draft, the Dodgers selected Andrew Sopko, a right-handed pitcher out of Gonzaga. So again, another right-handed college pitcher, and hopefully it turns out for the Dodgers. And, I mean, he does look like he's pretty good. He measures in at 6'2", 205, so good size and everything that's going for him. And maybe he will make it for the Dodgers.
Yeah, you always have to have that hope if you're a late-round draft pick.
Yeah, and again, I mean, we don't really have that much info on Andrew Sopko, but we'll give you that information when it's available. And right now, it's the 223rd pick of the draft. Gray Fenter, right-handed pitcher at West Memphis High School, just got selected. So, Gray Fenter measures in at 6'1", 210 pounds. Pretty good, well-known prospect. We do have video on him. And, I mean, he probably could do something in the future for the Orioles. And obviously, everybody's hoping, if you're an Orioles fan, to see if he could show up and be the guy that everybody wants him to be. And with, also Michigan State's recruiting class that we're seeing today, I mean, it could be special if it survives the MLB draft. And what we're seeing is Gray Fenter, he is submitted to Mississippi State. And if Gray Fenter doesn't go, it's as if they survive the MLB draft, I mean, they could have a really talented college team next year, maybe make it to the College World Series, which is going on coming up next week. So I'm also excited for that. We'll be doing our analysis. Probably the only time we'll be going into college up besides what we see here in the draft. And breaking news, with 224th pick of the draft, the Washington Nationals selects Grant Bourne, a left-handed pitcher out of Nicholls State. So another pitcher that we see here getting picked. And always hopeful, as we keep saying, these guys do turn out. And again, Grant Bourne is left-handed pitcher out of Nicholls State. And on the clock right now is Los Angeles Angels. They're the 226th pick, and this is the 7th round. So again, Grant Bourne, Nicholls State, the program isn't that well known on the national scale, but obviously the Nicholls State program is excited that they got a guy drafted, and I mean, excited to, if Nicholls State coach, you get a guy like this, and then hopefully if he doesn't go, he can improve his draft stock, become better. But he did just recently play against Northwestern State. I mean, I'm just looking at this information here, and it looks like Nicholls State did defeat them in a rain-shortened game. And I'm trying to find out if Grant Bourne did play in that. Yeah, and he did. I mean, there was the shortened nature of the game. Northwestern State, the 30-21 and 20-8 conference record, had chances as Nicholls pitcher Grant Thornton and Mark Frazier combined to walk 4 batters in 6 innings. So, I mean, he did a pretty good job. Him and his Mark Frazier went 6 innings. Not the best, but he did his job. Also, against the 225th draft, Hunton Boyer, second base at Pepperdine University, gets drafted to the Los Angeles Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And again, up next with the 226th is the Arizona Diamondbacks. And this guy, he is a college guy, so he could be up fair amount of time. And Pepperdine is a college D1 that he could be seeing action in the big leagues soon. And right now, the Diamondbacks should be in their pick, and we'll tell you as soon as we know who they do pick. So, again, we're trying to retrieve information on Hunter Moore. We'll give that to you. Only do have that. So, again, trying to find information on Hunter Moore, drafted second base to Los Angeles Angels. And so, yeah, we're getting we just found information on Hunter Moore. And Pepperdine just recently, on May 31st, they knocked. Hunter Moore did knock in 5 runs, an RBI machine there in that game, as Pepperdine did eliminate Arizona State in the Super Regional. And, well, do you know by chance if Pepperdine did make the College World Series?
Here, I can see. I know they didn't make the final, but they may have. Here, let me check.
All right, in the meantime, with the 226th...
Yeah, they hold on. They made it into the same division as... Yeah, they made it to the double level as the 4th seed and were eliminated in that round.
So, will they be playing in Omaha this week?
What?
Well, are they in the College World Series?
Pepperdine was eliminated in the regionals.
All right, so again, Pepperdine eliminating Super Regionals. And we did, with the 227th pick of the draft, Colin Wellman, a right-handed pitcher at Loyola Marymount University, was picked. And from one of the draft guys who's watching, Loyola Marymount has been stacking up in this late round. I mean, obviously, the program is a game. This amount of draft picks. And up next will be the Texas 220th pick. And we're now in officially to the 8th round. And we'll go through the first pick of the 8th, Kyle Simmons was picked, then Carl Roman second for the Colorado Rockies. So again, this is the 8th round of the draft, and I'm just trying to find how many more rounds. But in about 2 minutes, we'll be doing a break, so we'll give you the whole rundown after that. And so Colin, let me just repeat, Carl Roman, you just is going to get drafted by the Colorado Rockies, so very exciting stuff that's going on. Again, we'll be doing our draft again, like we're doing right now, tomorrow for the Major League Baseball draft. And so we're just getting information on Colin Roman, and he earned the WCC Pitcher of the Week Award. So obviously, he's a great pitcher. He won the WCC Pitcher of the Week Award. That's exciting if you're Colin Roman.
Yeah.
Not only did he win WCC Pitcher of the Week, but he just got drafted, which is obviously very exciting day for him. For the 226th draft, Blake Stapp, right-hand pitcher of Angelo State, just got picked these sizes in at 6'7", 250 pounds. So this guy is big, and they're hoping he'll do damage pitching to the Rangers.
Yeah, definitely the Rangers need another ace on the mound.
All right, so we're just getting information now in on Blake Bass out of his place. And it appears we don't have much information. And so let's go to the 229th. Garrett Stubbs, the catcher out of USC, did just get drafted by the Houston Astros. So another Houston Astros catcher. Looks pretty young to see in the picture of him, but he is a college guy. So he could move his way nicely, or I don't know if he's a senior or not. He might go back and put his draft stocks, get redrafted. Like a lot of these guys pick this slate, do end up doing, improve their draft stocks, and then come back and make a bigger noise earlier on, possibly in the first round. And I mean, amazing thing that I'm shooting on Garrett Stubbs right now. He was named finalist for the Johnny Bench Award, which, if you know anything about that, Johnny Bench, a great section for the Cincinnati Reds. And the fact that Garrett Stubbs was named that, I mean, I'm a little bit more impressed than I was initially on the pitch from the Houston Astros. So Garrett Stubbs, Johnny Bench Award finalist. I mean, hopefully he comes up with the Astros, and looks like it's a good late-round pick for the Astros here.
Yeah, wait, what's the Johnny Bench Award again?
The Johnny Bench Award, again, USC senior catcher Garrett Stubbs has been named one of the three finalists for the Johnny Bench Award, given to the nation's top collegiate catcher. So, I mean, best college catcher is in the three finals. This guy could be up fast for the Astros, and I don't think they do have a catcher. I think Jason Castro is their current guy. So they could be needing a guy like Garrett Stubbs. I think it's a great late-round pick that they got here.
Yeah, that's definitely a big pick for the Astros.
All right, and with the 236th draft, Colton Kendricks, first baseman at Oak Forest Academy, was picked. And our fans, we're just going to keep going through a half hour or so of draft, of nonstop action. So please stay tuned in. And Will and I are excited to do this today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right, so again.
Not really.
Okay. Colton Kendricks, he's the first baseman out of Oak Forest Academy. I mean, he appears. He's going to fold out. I mean, we do have some good footage on him. And he is a great player. And, I mean, coming in, he's a huge MLB draft. So cool. He's really known for his long-distance hitting home runs. I mean, if they're looking for power hitting, they've got a good guy here in Colton Kendricks. And I think it's a great late-round draft pick. Again, just like Garrett Stubbs, who was picked previously.
Yeah, another good late round draft pick.
So now Logan Allen, with 231st pick, Logan Allen, Boston Red Sox selects him. Left-hand pitcher of IMG Academy. And if you know anything about IMG Academy, I mean, you can basically guarantee this is a good late round pick. But we're just getting information in on him right now. And IMG Academy is a very good baseball academy. And the fact that Logan Allen went there obviously states that, I mean, it's a good pick here late in the draft.
Obviously, definitely, too.
Again, we're getting information in on Logan Allen. Okay, it is coming up right now. And just to profile him, he obviously drops in round 8 by the Red Sox this year. He comes in at 6'3", 205 pounds. He bats right and he throws left. So a little bit of a switch guy there. He is graduating this year from the IMG Academy, which is a high school. And, I mean, it's a baseball high school academy, so obviously part of it. His hometown is in North Carolina, at Fletcher, North Carolina. The summer team that he's playing on right now is the Evo Shield team. So he's playing on an Evo Shield team, which obviously is good. So, I mean, Logan Allen, a really good late-round pick here, if you ask me.
Yeah, that would be cool to be playing on the Evo Shield team.
Yeah, also, I mean, some of the things that he's a low 90s left-hand pitcher. He can flat-out pitch and always dominate at WWBA events. So, I mean, this guy, Logan Allen, I mean, he has low 90s, which obviously it'll get faster with strength and maturity. I mean, he can flat-out pitch in everybody's first, and he dominates in front of the scouts. So, I mean, obviously, if you dominate in front of the scouts, you'll probably dominate in front of in Major League Baseball, and obviously that's what scouts saw.
Yeah.
All right, so with the 232nd pick of the draft, Casey Schroeder, catcher in Coastal Carolina. Oh, my bad, we just got new information. With the 233rd pick of the draft, the Chicago Cubs selects Preston Morse, right-handed pitcher at TCU. So another TCU guy going in. If you've watched any of the draft, or I think it was the first TCU guy we talked about today, TCU has been racking up the draft picks, and another pick for the TCU, I mean, they got to be proud if you ask a coach right now. And, I mean, he is a senior, and he did shine in his final home appearance. And even though he ended up handing the ball to Jim Schwarznagel, and then he hugged all his infielders to circle the mound Saturday in the 10th inning of the Super Regional game against Texas A&M. And, well, do you know if TCU is going to the College World Series?
Here, I believe TCU, yeah, they beat Texas A&M in the 3-game series to get
Preston Morrison maybe end up pitching later on in the College World Series. And I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how TCU does. They did a really good last year. They made it. So maybe Preston Morrison can have another pitch now. And he did think it was his last after he handed the ball to Jim Schwarzenegger, but it ended up not being that way.
Yeah, who played Vanderbilt in the College World Series last year?
Yeah, I know Vanderbilt won. I'm just not sure. I can check that out for you. So in the 2015 College World Series last year, if you did watch it, Vanderbilt did win. And I'm just pulling it up right now. They did defeat Virginia. So Vanderbilt did beat Virginia last year 3-2 in their final game, which is a 3-game series in the College World Series.
Yeah.
So with the 234th pick of the draft, the Philadelphia Phillies put Greg Pickett, an outfielder out of Legend High School. And I mean, it sounds like a pretty good high school to go to, Legend High School. So we're just getting the information in right now on Greg Pickett, outfielder out of Legend High School. The Philadelphia Phillies did select him. And even though it's the eighth round, I mean, he's got always have a chance of panning out. And maybe he will be the guy who does pan out. And another guy who could be on the Mississippi State team, he did commit. So these late-round guys, I mean, they could be really good in Mississippi State if he does not sign. It's just the second guy that we talked about who is committed to Mississippi State.
Yeah, definitely a lot of good guys coming out of Mississippi State.
All right, and just trying to get a little bit more information on Greg Pickett. I mean, they do have four more Bulldog signings. They are unofficial as Mississippi State's not published recruiting classes. They are projected by various draft lists in the top 200 to 500. Their right-hand pitcher, Gray Fenter, who already got drafted, we talked about. Pitcher Eli Marrero, who did not get picked yet. And left-hand pitcher, Jared Padgett, who did not get picked yet. And Greg Pickett. So Gray Fenter and Greg Fenter are off the board, looks like. And now Eli Marrero and Jared Padgett, if they do not get drafted, are going to be there. I mean, if you're a Gray Fenter and Greg Pickett, would you consult or something and decide not to go? Or do you think it's going to be one of them or both are going to go?
Wait, are they already in college?
No, they're committed to Mississippi State. And they have a really good recruiting class that includes Gray Fenter, Eli Marrero, Jared Padgett, and Greg Pickett. And Gray Fenter and Greg Pickett just recently got picked. And would you go even though you to the majors and sign? Or would you stay in Mississippi State and have a chance to win a College World Championship?
I would definitely just go to Mississippi State. I mean, they're playing in the SEC, which, I mean, is the by far the best baseball conference there is. And I think these guys are going to get a lot more experience and end up just being better ball players. And then
so again,
maybe be drafted a lot earlier.
We're going to be going through round 10 if we get there. With the 236th pick of the draft, Mom thought Chris Paddock, right-hand pitcher out of Cedar Park High School. So another late-round high school guy. And most late-round high school guys that we see end up going to college and then pursuing the major league career, hoping to get drafted earlier. But, I mean, I guess it's, I mean, something could always happen in college, an injury or something, and then they don't get drafted ever again. So, I mean, it's a tough decision for these young guys to pursue their dreams. I mean, what they've always wanted to do or go and improve their draft stock in college.
Yeah, I think most of these guys that are going to end up going to college, I mean, it's just the safer route. And, I mean, a lot of these guys, if you're going to go to the major league and you're that young, you'll maybe play a year or two in like, the rookie league, and then it's just can't really go back to college anymore. So it could leave you off for a bad career.
Yeah, I mean, it could start you off to a bad career, but there's always potential for something else to happen. And eighth pitcher, he is the ace for Cedar Park High School. He did just recently led them to a 3-1 victory in the opener of the best of three series. And the Timberwolves ended their spring with a 19-10-2 record. So his Cedar Park High School is obviously a good team. He's the ace there, and he's obviously helping them out, Chris Paddock. Pitcher for Cedar Park High School just recently got drafted. And with the 237th pick of the MLB draft, the San Diego Padres selected Adamar Burgos, center fielder at the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy. And I was watching the draft earlier today, and, I mean, Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy is backing it up right now. Third pick I've seen, and they're out of Puerto Rico. So, I mean, obviously, well-known, and us in Puerto Rico, which there are a lot of drafts, it's not international considered for the major league. But Armour Burgos, hopefully you can't have the Padres now.
Yeah.
And again, he was drafted at the Carlos Beltran Baseball Academy, which is very prestigious, and I mean, if it's named after a guy as good as Carlos Beltran is, I mean, it has to be a baseball academy. And, I mean, Aldemar is probably hoping that he does do well. And, I mean, I always root for these young guys that come out of, like, these baseball academies. And I just think that he could be good. And then, I mean, these guys obviously coming over, if they do decide to, which most of them will, it's going to be trouble because most of them do speak Spanish. And that change is going to be harder for Aldemar Burgos.
Yeah, definitely. The language barrier is a huge struggle for these guys coming from Spain, or no, excuse me, Spain.
Yeah, and all the information that we are getting on Aldemar Burgos happens to be in Spanish, and that's why I'm bringing that up right now. And I'm seeing if we can get that translated, and it does not appear that we can do that. So Aldemar Burgos just drafted, but we do not have any information in him in English. So we're going to go back to the draft. But the 230th pick, the 10th Raiders, Ray Sons, Luis Carlos, right-hand pitcher of Santa Clara University, so another college righty. It looks like that's the main theme here, pitching, picking qualified, like, so they can afford to sign them, and then hopefully they pan out. Because if you pick a high school, as we did talk about, most of the time, they end up going to college. So just getting information here on Luis Carlos, and coming up right now, and Luis, he's with the BYU, the Broncos right now are 25-27, 11-14. They got a superb effort from their starting pitcher, Luis Carlos. He just struck out 11-7 and scored off the game with a 4-2 lead. I mean, striking out 11-7 in college is no joke because, no matter what, each other, 11-7 is amazing. And Rich Carlos, I mean, I think he's a quality late in draft pick.
Yeah, I think he is another good late round draft pick.
All right, with a 239th pick, the draft, the New York Mets, like Patrick Maiseika, catcher at Stetson U. So another college guy getting picked here. Again, Patrick Maiseika, catcher at Stetson U. Obviously hoping that he will pan out, and as I always mention when we do the draft, that I hope these guys pan out, and it's always fun for me to do my analyst of the draft, and we're just going to give our analyst on Patrick my take real quick, and then we're going to have to leave you out, so it does look like we have very little information on Patrick Maiseika. So, Will, if you had to say something about the show, what would you say?
I would have to say all these quality draft picks that are surprisingly being picked so late here on day two.
I mean, if I had to say something, I'm super excited to do this show and do it tomorrow. And I know, speak for myself and Will, that we love doing this and we'll be loving it tomorrow, even more than it's right now, getting even later in the draft. All right, I like to thank Jason Stenson and Logan Oprah for playing a production of Inside MLB, along with MLB.com and statistical stats used on the show tonight. And we'll see you tomorrow from 4:35 p.m. at www.blogtalkradio.com. Inside MLB for the news edition. And please follow Inside MLB on blogtalkradio, the same URL as I said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. My name is Benson Becker. My co-host is Will Mattelhattan. You can email us at insidemlb123@gmail.com. Have a fantastic day. Well, with just 15 seconds that we do have us, just real quick, Tigers right-handed pitcher Justin Verlander with a right triceps injury is expected in 2015 versus the Indians on Saturday. And that's my face on the show. Fans, have a great night. Keep watching the draft. We can announce it tomorrow on round day 3.